Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
So serious that there should be prosecution against him.
Stand down. This will destroy the country even further. You have the power to do that. The question is, do you have the courage to do it?
All right, so that's Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, talking about standing down, meaning the whole deal with impeachment, just let it go. Let's not make this situation worse. And won't that just explode things more? Nancy Pelosi, on the other hand, urging the 25th Amendment, then impeachment. Where does it all end? We will know, because the 20th is the inauguration. If you do the math, I don't see how the impeachment thing mathematically is possible. But there's no question there will be a call for the president's removal. Some Republicans are bailing on the president. Who are they? We'll talk about that coming up here on the show. Plus COVID, the latest numbers, what's happening with the vaccine, what's the temperature out there about taking it, getting it, whatever, because there are places that have vaccines ready to go and they've had to trash them because there hasn't been people wanting them, not timely, the logistics aren't right, so it's a nightmare. 6 million plus have been vaccinated, but nowhere near the amount of doses that are out there or the people that we originally thought would be vaccinated by this point early in 2021. So how are you, America, and beyond our borders? I know we have people listening in other places also dealing with the pandemic. There is no question, weary is the word, I think, for all of us when it comes to that. And then sad, disheartened, any adjective you want to throw in there about the Capitol. I'm all for protesting. I've already said this plenty of times in the last couple of days, but not for a mob to destroy one of our houses of history where the legislative branch is supposed to be a sacrosanct area. We elect people, and it is we, the people. They represent us. And thank goodness we have this form of government. I don't want to see it destroyed. And the only way you can have your voices heard is by protesting sometimes. But protesting is different than mob-incited violence. Sad to see the 5 people who died as a result of that. And the part of that was the Capitol Police and the policeman that lost his life in trying to defend the Capitol, went to work that day, certainly not expecting that the protesters would become a mob that would swarm the inside of the Capitol, and then going in and having to lay down your life for that. It's a stain that will sting for a while. It really will. And also, the other part of this, and I've said this many times, and it's pretty obvious, I'm sure, to any of you listening, but it just exposes the United States to weaknesses, to what happened to the strong United States of America, the friend to so many, the person that you could lean on. Because it was like, to me, the United States is like a person. You can lean on the U.S. because we're strong. We're the home of the free and the brave. And how many times and how many arenas and how many places have I been, have I proudly, and I still will, stand and sing the Star Spangled Banner and think about the people that have lost lives, so many brave people. So incredibly astonishing, the extreme nutty mob violence that happened in D.C. It really is. And it was violent because you saw what happened. If you saw any of the videos, you can't say, oh, that was just some protesting. I was thinking it was just going to be huge protesting. I mean, if you want to protest something, what you do is you get so many people to clog up the streets where they can scream as loud as they want. You can march. You can have a rally. You can have speakers. You can get all kinds of attention for that. But to actually go and smash windows and do, again, what some of the group did. Certainly there were other people that weren't there doing that. And many of them quickly, at the tail end, got out of the way, realizing what was going on. So because of that, with the rioters, many of them are being arrested. They showed their face. They were easily identified by people that they're out there on social media. And they're going to pay a very heavy price, a very, very heavy price. The biggest price of all, though, to pay is with your life. And a Capitol police officer who was among those who responded to the storming of the Capitol last week died while off duty. How about this? Officer Howard Liebengood was assigned to the Senate Division and had been with the department since April 2005. So while people are still reeling about the death of the other Capitol officer, here's yet another one. And, families, so many people connected to them are breathless. They can't believe what happened. But believe it, it did happen. Now it's about the fallout. And if you look at some of the polls, I just looked at a poll before I came on the air that people are talking about. And the poll that I'm talking about is the poll that is ABC News and Ipsos poll that was released on Sunday. And the poll asked about the riots and whether people wanted the president out of office, even though President-elect Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated on January 20th. And in that poll, the majority, 56%, say that Trump should be removed from office. Just 43% believe he should not be removed. An average across the polls since Wednesday show that 50% of Americans want the president to either be impeached for the 25th Amendment to be invoked or for the president to resign from office. The minority, which is the 43%, say that none of those should occur. We have our own poll running. What do you think is fair or foul? Should it just be as it is? Let it run out and move on to the next administration, or should the president be removed for what happened at the Capitol? By the way, some of the people who want the president removed are Republicans. And it's unpopular among most of the Republicans on the Hill, but across the nation in some of the polls, it doesn't necessarily skew that way. Pat Toomey is one of those who says, the longtime politician from Pennsylvania, is one of those Republicans who's saying he should be removed. I would vote for impeachment, absolutely, or for any kind of removal. And Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska, saying the same thing, that she would bail and part company with other Republicans. I don't think any of the numbers are there enough. I think that you look at the date where we are and almost up against the 20th, and if you take the weekends out of that, I can't imagine that this happens. The 25th, if Pence will do it, is probably the avenue that would happen, but I don't think that happens either. Hang with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Music is a word within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away if you got your ear on the people's side.
I like it. He's here, Sir Eric, for This or That, our technical maestro. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good. What's up, Kate?
Oh, you know, it was kind of a rowdy week last week, so you were hiding, weren't you? You said you just saw a few clips, so you feel okay.
Yeah, I was busy. I was working.
Busy. Yeah, busy.
Working hard.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing to be working hard. I think a lot of people were, and when that happened, it was during the day. So I think everybody knows what we're talking about. All right, let's go to This or That. So, electric razor to shave your face with or a straight edge?
Well, I actually don't really shave. I, like, kind of trim around. So I use an electric razor, so I guess I'll go with that one.
Electric razor. Is it, are you pretty neat about it, though? Like, so you use the electric razor and then you kind of clean everything up?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, once a week.
Once a week, yeah. You know, it's, I'll confess this on the air. I was so tired of, like, there's parts laying around on the vanity thing, you know, in the bathroom, and I was cleaning things up, and I threw in a very important part of the razor away, and my poor husband kept asking me, where's this piece? I didn't know it was a piece of it. I thought it was just a piece of plastic. I threw away his razor part. We had to get a new razor.
That's hilarious.
It's like this little plastic thing. It wasn't the actual, you know, I was like, what are you talking about? Yes, the clip. Yes, it was the clip. He's like, do you understand that you can't use it without the clip? I'm like, whoops, my fault. I don't use an electric razor. I didn't know. I had no idea. I threw the clip away, so that was kind of crazy. It seems like electric razor would be easier, because if you use just the regular razors, the cheap razors you get, or there's a club that people are in. I mean, you know, you got to change out those blades. It seems like you would nick yourself more, and you'd end up with like how my grandfather would always have these little pieces of toilet paper stopping the blood from where he nicked himself here and there.
Yeah, it seems like more for
older
grandpa. Yeah, for older.
Yeah, for grandpas. Exactly. So, I mean, hey, there's probably lots of younger guys that do it, but I'm just saying. All right, slice a pizza versus a calzone, which is one of those, you know what a calzone is, right?
Yeah, it's like a hot pocket type thing.
Yeah, but a big one. So, you know, you're out with your posse and you have a choice of a giant slice of pizza or the calzone, and you can't get a whole bunch of slices, just one slice. What are you taking?
I'll take the slice of pizza.
Slice of pizza. Very good, my man. So, Sir Eric, you win. You would do well in Philadelphia or New York. For people listening, I'm sure there's places like this all over where, you know, food unites us. Like, oh, did you go to this restaurant in St. Louis? Or I was in Portland, or New Orleans has a zillion of them, or I'm in Connecticut, or wherever. Because people always want to know where to get good grub. If you go to South Street in Philly, they have a place, and I think it's called Max, and you go in, and it's just this giant slice of pizza, and people just, like, eat it walking down the sidewalk. Now, I'm not good at that, because it's kind of sloppy, but it fills you up. It's a huge piece of pizza. And the calzone, it just seems like it's too much crust or something.
Yeah, I agree. It's too much like a pie or something.
Yeah, I don't want to eat a pie. I want the thing to be a slice. So I agree. We agree on that one. If you have a chance to, you know, you got to do one or the other with family, ice fishing or ice skating on a lake somewhere. Which would you pick?
Let's see. Well, I've never been ice skating, so I guess ice fishing.
Have you been ice fishing?
No.
Either one. I just wonder what ice fishing is. You're in the land of ice fishing. I mean, Minnesota. Don't people do the ice fishing thing there?
Yeah, I got invited a couple times, but just never got around to it, I guess. It's not attracting me, I guess, that much.
Oh, I think it would be interesting to do ice fishing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if somebody else would drill the hole for me and all that, and I could just put on my ski gear, basically, and then I have to sit there with the tent around me. It just seems interesting. I have never done it either. I've definitely done the ice skating thing, but I've never done the, and on a lake, like it was totally dark and you're in the middle of nowhere, and it was really fun and kind of scary at the same time. But the ice fishing is kind of intriguing. I think you'd be freezing though.
Yeah, I it's weird. I kind of have a different look on it. I kind of see it like for what it is, and it's kind of bores me. It's just like you're kind of just sitting there out.
Sitting there.
I feel like I'd get bored unless you had like 30 beers or something.
If I have 30 beers, I'll go. Hey, buddy, I'll go ice fishing with you if you can promise me 30 beers, and I can just sit there and keep drinking my beer. Well, some of them they make these incredible shacks. They call them ice shanties, and they are nice, like in Quebec, and I'm sure in Minnesota they have them too, in other places. You can even rent like these, you can rent them, and they take you out to them, like, and they take you all the way out and set it up for you and stuff, and like if you go to Finland, it's a huge thing. I mean, there's something about it, it's that rare thing where you have the dry suit on, and I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting, but I guess you're right. I mean, it could get boring. Could I play, if I could have music on, if I could have music and I could have my favorite beverage, I think then it would be different.
Yeah. What if you couldn't, though? What if, I mean,
oh,
if I just had isolated?
For
fish, I feel like it's just not my style, you know?
No, me either. I couldn't do it for that, no. And plus, I've had it with isolation. We've already done the isolation thing, haven't we all? Everyone in the world listening to this? Well, I've already done isolation. I can find, if I need a quiet corner, I can walk in the woods with the dog already. So, no. Almost a year. It's almost a year of that. I don't need to go have someone drill the hole for me and do that. But the other thing surrounding it, and just to do it once, maybe in the future somewhere, it depends on where. Okay, so this is kind of an interesting one. Fresh food, right? We talked about the pizza thing, but if you have to eat this because it would be considered rude because of the company of where you are. Octopus with everything, meaning the whole octopus, you know, his head, their heads on, the whole thing. Octopus or a pig, a roasted pig, where, you know, you cut into the roasted pig and the pig's head's there and all that. You have to eat one of those meals, a piece of that, you know. Which one would you take?
The octopus.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, I like seafood, so I guess, yeah.
Ah, so it'd be no big deal for you.
Probably not.
So if you have to look at tentacles and look at things, you're cool with that. You can just bite right into it.
Yeah, I don't know about a whole octopus, but...
But a piece of it's fine.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I had both of those experiences. I was in Spain, and it was so cheap to go there, everybody. Seriously. Because, you know, I didn't come from some blue blood family. But anyway, I was there, and it was... We were at the mayor of Toledo's house, and you had to be polite. So I said, I'll just have another glass of wine before I can dig into Porky Pig's head. Because that's what it was. It was the eyeballs, you know, out. And I was like, wow, I am so used to the way we prepare food in the United States, right? It just was kind of freaky to me. And the same with the octopus. It just was weird. Very, very weird. Strange.
That's cool. Yeah, I got to pick your brain more about that.
I'll tell you about it. You would probably love it. Because there they have fresh food. They think we're barbaric, that we, you know, freeze things and do the things we do. They go to the market. Now, it might be different with the pandemic, but they get fresh food. So you get fresh seafood. That's the way it's prepared. Otherwise, it's, you know, they don't do that. They don't have the food the way we do. Like fish sticks in the freezer and stuff. That's not their style. I'm not saying nobody there does it. I mean, I was in a big city, Madrid, but that's not the style. It's all fresh usually. It's crazy.
The best.
Yeah, it's, in one way it is good. In one way it's good. In another way, you just have to get used to it. I mean, it is different. I kind of felt like is this like the 1800s? It's just like, where's the beef jerky? Just give me some beef jerky. I like beef jerky. So there you go. All right, Sir Eric, thank you as always.
Thank you, Kate.
Hang with us. We got some good stuff coming up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will attempt to pass a resolution on Monday, calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Should that effort fail, she says she's ready to pursue impeachment. Congressman Jim Jordan doesn't see how that would unite the country. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he hopes President-elect Joe Biden can rein in impeachment efforts.
Now the Democrats are going to try to remove the president from office just 7 days before he's set to leave anyway. I do not see how that unifies the country. I hope what happens is what Senator Graham said when he asked Vice President Joe Biden, President-elect Joe Biden, to give a speech to the country and say we should not be pursuing this impeachment, we should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward and return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
This is USA Radio News. Social networking app Parler is facing the possibility of having to completely rebuild its service after being dumped by several internet companies. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Excited to take you to Adelaide, Australia, and the conversation. I've been waiting to have this conversation with a fascinating woman who's written a book called Woo Warren, Where the Wind Blows, Woo Warren Philosophy. I love that word. Say it fast 10 times and I'll give you a prize. But it's a fascinating culture. We had a great off-air conversation about things that have happened and how it's disappearing and how land was basically stolen. And we see this and we see where we are just globally and how important it is to remember our roots and how important it is to dive deep, I think, spiritually, and this is what it's really all about. So Sandy Ross joins us, and again, she's the author, and you can catch this book on Amazon. Sandy, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you, Kate, and thank you for having me. This is extraordinary, and I feel it's the right time. Woora Warren, yes, actually means knowing and believing. And in our culture, it meant knowing and believing about the soul, which I call the Miwi, which was called the Miwi. So when I was doing my studies, I went along with Abraham Maslow's theory, and it was about self-actualization. And self-actualization in 1943, Maslow wasn't allowed to use the word spirituality. And so the Western world thinks self-actualization is the stages, but where do you get to the top? And I relay that to business. you know, it'll be money from the Western world, you know, the ego and the drive to do the best that you can. So when I was doing my studies, but then I started thinking, hang on, what about the spiritual side? And then as I found where my roots came from and that I could actually own the Wurrawarran, because it was written by Di Bell, who did an archaeologist who did history down on Yeraldi land, Wellington, near the River Murray. So that was my first way of thinking, I've got to write a book that explains the Western philosophy and the Western thinking compared to our ancient thinking. So I put it to and integrated it with the existential theory, which is based on personal experience, activating responsibility for one's own actions. So I put that into a philosophy.
And what did you find out, though, that you didn't know? I can only imagine that you excavated a lot of interesting tidbits about Wurrawarran.
Oh, well, oddly enough, I've been doing my healing. I started off a counsellor, and I thought if I'm going to be a holistic healer, I need to do my counselling, and that's the odd thing. You know, in doing my counselling, I was taught, oh, how are you feeling? And I thought, well, hang on, I used to do that with students, and I thought, you know, you've got to build up trust first to get to know how you're feeling. But when I went into my own background as an elder, I learnt what is your story. So finding out a person's story gets really intimate, and I use different tools to integrate with Wurrawarran, because it's about the mīwī, it's about the soul. And when our people knew that there was discord between the head, the mental, and the stomach, the gut, which is the digestive system where the umbilical cord is, it's just above that, that's where the soul is, I started to, you know, think, oh, hang on, that's giving me another learning process. So then I started to grab what information I got from Di Bell's book, and when living down, you know, I got to talk to people. Not that they would open up much, because there were so many secrets that I uncovered. And as I was saying, the monarchy is involved with making South Australia a province in 1834. So I've got information in that that actually gave Indigenous people and King it wasn't King George, it was King William the Fourth. He got in there somehow. I think they put him in there as a, you know, just to set this up. And I've done a lot of going back through history. And as a kid, I hated history because I couldn't read. You know, I didn't think, oh, history just keeps repeating itself. And then I thought, well, no, man keeps repeating history. So now I've actually put in humanity can change history. And the feminine issue is really empowering, because that was taken away from us in 1995 with a royal commission wanting the land down there, Haumata Island, which is a small island down the mouth of the river where the sea meets. And I was living in Sydney at that time. I probably would have got more involved, but I wasn't meant to. So when I came back later from Sydney in 2000, I thought, oh, this isn't right, because they took away our traditional values. And I thought, that's never, ever been done anywhere in the world. You can't do that. You can't say the Seven Sisters in the place. It doesn't exist. You know, that's worldwide, the Seven Sisters dreaming stories. And the Nurundjeri story was about, you know, our dreaming ancestor that started up the Darling River and then came down to the Murray River and out to the mouth. So where they were wanting this land and take that away from the traditional people was a birthing place. It was a sacred place. And I've got so much information, but I can only put so much in a book.
Right.
So what I've done is put a trinity. I work with the three, and I've put the physical for the Indigenous, and I was lucky to get this from the university because my eldest granddaughter was doing studies then. So I thought, oh, that's good. So they're trying to work the physical, which you have to be healthy, because when the physical's not well, the soul actually in our culture will just leave because it's thinking, oh, I haven't got any room in here. All these medications are coming in, and there's people drinking, and so our soul will leave the body. And that's when I was saying this, if there's discord between the mind and the miwi, our elders knew that there was something wrong, you know, and there needed to be complete healing. So that's what I'm actually doing now. So
it's the healing part. What do you hope? And again, Wuwa Warren, it's so interesting where the wind blows. Wuwa Warren philosophy, knowing and believing is what, as Sandy told us, is what the word means. And we're talking about that spiritual aspect, and you can pick it up on Amazon. But Sandy, what do you hope people that are listening to us and others who get your book, and you've got others in the wings, but when they pick up this book, what do you hope that they take away from reading it?
Well, I'm hoping they take away the patriarchal control over everything. The challenge with my mum when they took away our women's business really fired me up, because I felt that the feminine is having more say now. And I say that by going back to Carl Jung, who uses animus and anima. So I say humanity, because the male and female have animus and anima cells. So that breaks out. Oh, here they go again. The feminine movement. I don't want that. I want the realization that we have to work towards humanity. And just say, for instance, when we were colonized, we were given flour, sugar, and tobacco. And that, in return for work, and that caused genetic predisposition, which was gluten allergy gene. And it's HLA. DQ2, DQ8, I actually did a course, and I got this information from a naturopath. So that was damage to our physical, scientifically acknowledged, right from the start. So that's saying our physical was damaged, so then our miwi was damaged, because then the country was taken away. So I just want people to know how hard it's been for Indigenous peoples of the world. This has happened in colonised countries. You know, including their own. Yeah. So they're not and the sociological energy patterns cause genetic disease, which is captured in our DNA cells. So I've done a fair bit of research on the psychological and the physiological. And just say, for instance, aboriginal, ab means absent, abnormal. So with us having saying, oh, we're aboriginal, we're actually declaring that we're not the original people of this land. And I point out many deceptions, and I want people to think about it. You know, they mightn't agree with me, and that, I don't care. That's not a problem. The thing is to get people to be aware of the deception. And then also I looked at absolutism, which is a political system with a dictatorship ethos. So when people think of that, how they've come in, and this is all unknowingly, this is just a civilization, you know, advancing. I'm not having a go at that. I wouldn't be here now if the royals hadn't come out. And so I look at it in a very, it's an adventure really for me to be able to put all this together. Does that sort of give you a bit of an overhaul?
Yeah, it makes sense. And you really take on some very interesting subjects that affect all of us in the world. So,
Wuwa Warren, say it quick, Kate.
Yeah, Wuwa Warren, I love it. I'm gonna make listeners say it just for you. Wuwa Warren is so fascinating to me. You can get Sandy Ross's book on Amazon, and I can't wait to speak with you again in the future, because you've got other projects in the works. And thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Kate, and you have a good new year. Let's have a good 2021.
Absolutely.
Drink SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Next guest in Author's Corner. He has really done some deep research and put together an important book when we talk about cybersecurity, and that's just the umbrella. It's almost 300 pages long, and he's done massive research on leadership in cybersecurity, and his book is called Leadership in Cybersecurity, Sweet Talker's Effect. Dr. Nogaral joins us now. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and you and I had a great off-air conversation because, I mean, technology is the thing, and we've seen that because so many people in 2020 had to become remote workers, and there were a lot of problems with some platforms and some technology, and I think that's partially because of leadership and what I read in your book, and at different levels, what we're doing with cyber and cybersecurity. So thank you again for coming on, Dr. Nogaral, and tell us about the book and why you put it together.
It is a pleasure, Kate, and I do appreciate the opportunity. Well, since the 1980s, research on leadership has been more comprehensive than research on other topics related to human behaviors, according to multiple international recognized authors, for example, Hicks, Rowland, and Kitzenbright. But there has not been a full exploration of the role of leaders in protecting electronic data, specifically in small businesses. Lima, which is one of the most renowned authors, said that there is very little empirical evidence on the leadership practices and information technology. Some other researchers, as for example Bhattacharya and Turnbull, have suggested that the intrinsic relationship between leaders and electronic data security and how leaders can influence their followers in the protection of electronic assets. So specifically, my book concentrates in small businesses. An important note to keep in mind is the importance of leaders in the protection of the electronic data. But previous to my book, no previous investigation exists regarding to the topic of non-information technology leaders in electronic data protection in small businesses. As you know, Kate, writing a book is an introspective,
yeah,
selfless activity. I'm sorry. Then I decided to write this book because the inexistence of another one approaching this particular topic of leadership in cybersecurity, and also because after 36 years of practical experience, I recognize the necessity for others to keep exploring the same topic. I don't want that to stop here. But one of the major motivations to write this book is because I frequently see people making unnecessary mistakes related to the protection of the electronic data.
What is the biggest? Let me stop you there, Dr. Negro. What's the biggest mistake that you see happening, that you saw happening in your 36 years and all of the work that you did? And we talk about, you know, and you're an expert in this. You're recognized worldwide in digital forensics and penetration testing and data recovery and all of that, which data recovery is so huge to people and businesses. What was the biggest mistake that you saw happening that really jumped out at you?
I really appreciate this question, Kate, because this is exactly what the book is about. There are multiple mistakes. The reason why the mistakes exist, I am not aware of. However, I'm going to mention a few for you. One of the mistakes is hiring a personnel to protect the electronic data that do not have the appropriate technical background to do so. Okay? Protecting electronic data, cybersecurity in other words, is a pure technical discipline. Okay, discipline that is studied by multiple people, that you have to dedicate a lot of time, especially in cyber, because cyber security includes the three components of IT, which mean in general terms, hardware, software, applications, and users. Okay, it means that in order for you to have a successful cybersecurity program in place at the enterprise level, you need to have the appropriate personnel. You need to have the appropriate capabilities, not only technical capabilities, but human resource capabilities. And this is what the book is about, is an exploration of the major factors affecting the protection of the electronic data nowadays.
Yeah, so when people read this, what do you hope they take away?
Well, there are multiple considerations to keep in mind. Okay. One of the most important ones is that leadership in cybersecurity, sweet talker effect, offer an all-inclusive approach in terms of what considerations to keep in mind if you lead a team that includes cybersecurity operations or better, information technology. So through the 274 pages that I present in the book, I discuss, recommend, and endorse those characteristics that need to be considered by those that lead anything related to the newest information technology from mobile to the cloud. So in other words, this is not a book based on empirical assumptions or personal belief. On the contrary, the book is a result of an investigation conducted for over 3 years, including face-to-face interview with cybersecurity leaders from three different continents that operate in different sectors of the business side, from the public to the private. Electronic surveys were conducted, as well as personal interviews, face-to-face interview, etc. But the most important thing, Kay, and this is what the people will be learning after reading the book, is that all the conclusions are based specifically in the findings of the statistical analysis of the collected data. The recommendations on a specific topic is based on a qualitative research method that was considered the most appropriate to understand the topic under the investigation. So this is a very unique book because just the fact that bias is not included or at least minimized intentionally, and also considering that it's based on a statistical analysis made the book unique. It will be a good reading for those people interested in cybersecurity, leadership, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Luis Noguerel, thank you so much again. The book, Leadership in Cybersecurity, Sweet Talkers Effect, you can grab it on Amazon or pageturner.us, pageturner.us. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me, Katia. Thank you very much.
All right, so this book, seriously, is amazing. The way that he put it together, as somebody who has struggled with technology, because I've worked for big broadcasting companies where we had huge IT departments, and, you know, where you could scream and say, hey, something's wrong, and it eventually would get untangled. But when you have to untangle it yourself and you're running a business, wow, the challenges are amazing. And so if you go and you dig into what he's put together, I think it's interesting. He talked about what he based the book on, this all-inclusive approach, things to keep in mind, especially if you lead a team that includes cybersecurity operations. So if we go bigger, or information technology. And I mentioned that he is a world-renowned, recognized cybersecurity expert, especially think about digital forensics. I mentioned that. And also data recovery, which is, again, that's me freaking out when I work for a big company. Oh, my gosh, we lost everything. Have you said that to yourself, right? And in what he talks about and what he recommends, he looks at and endorses characteristics that need to be considered by cybersecurity leaders or those that lead anything related to some of the newest information technologies. And what are the new information technologies, the frontiers that continue to be developed? Mobile and from mobile to the cloud. And how big is that? I mean, you know, just the other day I had something pop up across a network I was on about backup and the cloud and not realizing what was being backed up and what wasn't. And it's interesting because this was through another company. So Leadership in Cybersecurity, Sweet Talkers Effect is, as he said, it's not based, even with all his experience, on personal beliefs. It's really, truly an investigation that he did over 5 years with, as he mentioned, face-to-face interviews with cybersecurity leaders from three continents that operate in different sectors from the public to the private. And these surveys were done as well, and it includes only personal non-related to the IT department or cybersecurity division, period. I mean, that's what it was. And he based all the conclusions and recommendations on a specific scientific qualitative research method that was considered the best way to understand, the most appropriate way to understand the topic under investigation based on the research question, which was, how do leaders of small businesses influence employees concerning electronic data security at the company level? Boom. That's the whole enchilada. So we thank him for that. You can get it again on Amazon. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.